councillors are aware that we don't enjoy parliamentary privilege. Apologies are nil. Any declarations of interest?
Yes, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Mann?
The accommodation for the groundworks. I'm representing the groundworks.
Have you had filled out the forms in? There should be a form. There's forms in some of this.
There is.
Yeah, if you can fill that in. Councillor Walker?
Yeah, I have one in relation to the closed business of the residential subdivision.
Okay. You filled it for me, now just do it. Righto, we'll move on to the confirmation of minutes held on the 16th of May. Would like to move that way. Councillor Bunter, do I have a seconder? We'll be here for a while. Councillor Pearce? Are there any alterations or amendments? If not, I'll put that, all those in favour.
Excuse me, Andrew.
Andrew?
We're just about going to close, mate. We'll probably be half an hour.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Any alterations or amendments to those minutes? If not, I'll put the acceptance, all those in favour. Against, carry. Could I have some move of procedural motion, move to the closed session of council, please? Councillor Mochler, councillor Bunter. I'll put that, all those in favour. Against, carry. The Red Fleet Bill, still voting around. So you're moving that, sorry, I'm moving that. No question? I'll put all those in favour.
Aye.
Against, carry. The Castlereagh Country Regional Drought Resilience Plan Project. With the recommendation there on page 10 of the business paper.
Move that, Mr. Mayor.
Thanks, councillor Walker. I have a seconder. Councillor Bunter. Is there any further discussion on that? If not, I'll put all those in favour.
Aye.
Against, carry. The Gilgandra Health Strategy. Four recommendations there. Is there any questions on that? Are you happy to move?
Yeah.
Thanks, councillor Hunter, councillor Mann.
Just in second, the New South Wales government, but probably could, just the New South Wales health, because they've been promoting the new health strategies as well, so if they cover that on that.
So, as in dot point three, is it? That lobby?
Yeah.
So, do we change that to Western Area Health?
Yeah, because they have been promoting these type of health strategies.
Yeah.
And you're happy with that, Councillor Bunner? Righto, I'll put that. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against, carry. Run and living recertification order. The recommendation there is that the report be noted, but I'd just like to pass on council's congratulations to the staff involved. These reaccreditations are major issues now, and it's a wonderful outcome.
Definitely very reassuring from my point of view, too. So well done to Donna and the team.
Yes.
Someone like to move?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks, Councillor Mudd, to Councillor Mochler. I'll put that. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against, carry. The road maintenance contract, the RMCC, with the 2 points there in the recommendation, which is Councillor Walker, Councillor Bunter. Is there any further discussion on that? Any questions to the director? If not,
we're in for another big year, I think, with RMS on it.
3 years to there, yes, we've just we're just kicking off work out things can.
Right, that'd be exact.
It's around about 2.7 million.
Yeah. Okay, all those in favour?
Aye.
Against, carry. The plant replacement program. Which is in accordance with our budget, I believe. And just to recommend that the program be adopted. Councillor Pearce, Councillor Mudford. Any further discussion on that?
Mr Mayor, can I just inquire down the engineer, how are we going to supply it?
Through you, Mr Mayor, still a problem, but we're starting to see things starting to flow through. For example, the tracks available that was bought 2 years ago, finally here. So yeah, there's a few other items, large ticket items that are just starting to show up. Street sweeper, there's another example. Yeah. So it's starting to improve, but it's still slow.
How's the grade going? I believe graders are starting to come through. Like I see we've got one.
Through you, Mr Mayor, we haven't replaced a grader for a while, and this is the first in a run, so we try and stagger them every couple of years.
Yep.
So it's not such a big hit. But this is the first one.
Is it imminent, do you think, the replacement? Like?
Through you, Mr Mayor, it's difficult to say because in some items, so that may or may not be through CAD, but some items are coming through fairly quickly, and other items like the excavator, for example, it was 2 years. So, that's just, it's hard to say.
Yeah. Very good.
Mr Mayor, the trading prices, GST exclusive, is the purchase price exclusive?
Through you, Mr Mayor, everything on that page is exclusive.
No further questions? I'll put all those in favour. Against? Carried. The operational plan review, which was included as an attachment. You've been through it?
Yeah, comprehensive. We'll have the recommendation.
Thanks, Councillor Mockler. Seconded, Councillor Babbage. There's no further question on that. I'll put all those in favour. Yes, carried. A big one. The adoption of the delivery program operational plan for next financial year, and the 10-year long-term financial plan.
Mr Mayor, I'd like to point out, and credit to the documents that went out, but there's widely advertised and encouraged for community input, but no submissions were received. So one can only assume that people who are familiar with it are satisfied with what the council's budget's done.
I thought, the capital program and the work on National Park Road might have attracted some comment.
But there was nothing?
No.
Nothing?
No. There was a few dribbles on Facebook.
And they're separately included with your business paper and the attachments.
But, it's how much credibility do you put in that when four comments are made and three of the comments are made by the
And the ill-conceived and my respectful authority.
Very ill-conceived.
Okay, so the adoption of that delivery program is on Luke, Councillor Babbage, second Councillor Mudford. I'll put that all over in favour. There's a $30 million capital works program, Mr General Manager. Go forward. Next report is the trial of the overnight camping up at the Kiwi Heritage Centre. And the recommendations there, that we note that.
Through you, Mr Mayor, happy to answer anyone who had any questions around that. But at this point in time, I'd say that it's been a very successful start to the trial. And we will monitor very closely, though, the impacts on any of our local operators, caravan park operators, and we will provide regular feedback both to the council and to those operators. And as we indicate here, it's intended we provide a very detailed report to the next Economic Development Committee meeting in August. When we do, we should have a significant greater amount of data on the trial by then. We're only 6 weeks in. So that would be the process at this point in time, is that we do provide that data to the Economic Development Committee, and then I guess as the committee charged with that particular function, that then they can provide some recommendations back to council from there.
I'm happy to move the recommendation to point it through.
Thanks. Okay, can I get a second, Councillor Bunner? Okay, sorry.
And the question I'll probably raise when I do that is trying to also measure the economic benefit that it's having, you know, leading our general business community, whether it be increased sales at the, you know, CHC, or are we seeing more visitation again, you know, the main street? Like, to me, when I visit the main street, like, the main street seems busy to me until 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon these days, where previously, you know, everyone had been to town and done their business by lunch from a local point of view. But I see visitation from, I'll say, strangers in the street, you know, after lunch.
Yeah, through you, Mr. Mayor, we'll definitely take that on board and consider whether we do a survey of the CBD businesses in some way to include in it, as to what their experience is at the moment.
Yeah, okay.
Well, just to you, my name, Mr. Mayor, it seems as though there's dags are being pointed at the council because of, I think it's wrong in the respect that we don't provide facilities, but we're sort of technically being blamed for allowing it to go on. Whether that can be tidied up or not. It was happening prior to us doing the trial. We haven't added to the problem, but it all of a sudden has seemed to have come to the forefront. That seems to be the major concern, I think, from some of the business owners who have been impacted. Is there any way we can tidy that, do you feel?
Control the narrative.
Yeah, through you, Mr. Mayor, we are very conscious of the communication around the trial, and not in any way trying to portray anything that's not really happening on the ground. So we're very conscious that it's a factual type of communication we're having, and that the trial is, you know, producing data that we can hang our hat on. I do recognise what you're saying, Councillor Freeth, in that the fact that we've now got 10 caravan or self-contained vehicles parking in an area, and before they could well have been parking at rest areas or along the roadside or at other points. Or potentially in surrounding shires, but it is a difficult one because at the moment we're really making sure that the communication, as I said, is as factual as we can get it, and it is very early days, and it's difficult to be out there with too much positive, negative, or any other sort of general news around it at the moment.
Yeah, it just seems as though council all of a sudden is a pariah. It's sick because we allowed 10 free spaces with no facilities available. All of a sudden, we're the people that are getting it crucified for it. So, I think you're right in what you're saying with the communication. Pretty much.
Yeah, I recall years ago when council made the decision not to engage in free camping because of the caravan parks in the shire. And I'd done radio interview. The feedback I got on Facebook, I was the Antichrist.
Yeah.
So to speak.
I think it's a very positive thing. I've had some marvellous feedback from people I know who've stayed here. They think it's a cracking show.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, well, I'll put that recommendation if everyone's happy with that. All those in favour?
All right.
Let's go. We'll move on now to the minutes for committee meetings for notation. And we have there the interagency committee, which, looking at the minutes, is growing in strength and input. And it's,
I was going to say that, but it's
great to see.
Having out the services are really great.
Mm-hmm. The local emergency management committee. The traffic committee. We should have a recommendation there to be note those. Sorry, yeah, it's there. So the recommendation is that those reports be noted. If someone would like to move that way, Councillor Babbage, Councillor Moffat, and I'll put that, all those in favour, against Gary. We then move on to the reports for information and notation. The statement of bank balances. Outstanding matters from previous meetings. Progress on questions for next meeting. Development applications and the statistics around those. And the recommendation that those reports be noted. Move that way, Councillor Walker, Councillor Bunta. I'll put that, all those in favour, against Kerry. Just before I close, we just with that, generally, has the staff given any consideration to the impact of the closure of the NAB bank as our bank in town?
Yeah, we've had a preliminary discussion around whether it's time to review our banking services. Some 10 or 12 years ago, we went out to tender to tender for our banking services. Apart from that, Mr. Mayor, we've haven't progressed that any further.
Okay. Right, thanks for that.
Happy.
Yeah. 505?
Happy.
Oh, sorry, Category B. I'm forgive you, councillors. Category B, there be noted. Thanks, Councillor Butter and Councillor Mudford. I'll put that, all those in favour?
Aye.
Against Kerry. I must be in a hurry. On that basis, at 5:05, I'll declare the meeting closed. Thanks very much, Councillor. It's a very, very productive meeting.